Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 11th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Wow, I cannot believe that this is already June 11th. Just last Monday, I was saying that the year is moving by so quickly and that it's almost halfway through the year. And so I asked you a very important question. As we know on Successful Woman Radio, questioning is a very important process in discovering ways that you can become better, right? So I asked you the question if you were prepared with your marketing and communication strategies for the rest of the year, because it is so important to realize that it is still time for you to accomplish your business dreams and goals. It's still time for you to make some incredible income this year, and now is not the time for you to slow down, but it's time for you to gain momentum. And so it's very important. So we talked about shortly three things that had to be in place for your business. And two of those things that I think is just so very, very important, of course, and that is you have to have marketing in place. I was just talking with a fellow client and someone who I admire very much about this, and I shared that marketing and communication are two of the most important things that have to happen consistently in your business. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and of course, we have just an awesome, awesome show prepared for you today. You're going to get a chance to promote your business a little bit later on the show today, so now is the time to just jot down a few things that you'd like to share with our listening audience about your business services or products. Also, we have a book excerpt from one of the books that I recommended on last week, and that is Jeffrey Gittimer's book, Little Black Book of Connections. And then, of course, you're going to learn all about happenings at Women About Biz for this portion of the month. Now, again, our theme all this month is the art of business networking, and today we'll be talking about successful business networking tips, and I have a very special person who's going to join me later on. Her name is Pamela Adams, and she's the founder and CEO of the BizLink Center, and of course, I've known Pamela for quite a long time, and I really think so much of her, and I know that she's hot out there on the business networking scene, both as the owner of a center where a lot of networking events take place and as a businesswoman herself. So you're going to learn what Pam thinks about business networking a little bit later. Now is the time, however, because we have so many great things happening on the show, we want to give you the opportunity to bless the life of another businesswoman or associate by sharing with her that Successful Woman Radio is now on the air. So if you could, please flash over and give at least one person a call and ask them to get on the show. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the show number is 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening online, we appreciate it so much when you go ahead and put out the show information on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social networks that you're involved with. Now, you can give them the show number, 347-637-2589, or they can listen right from the comfort of their desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, anyone can listen online by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. So again, while you guys are flashing over, com and sharing with other people and getting other listeners to come up on and participate in the show today, I'm just going to go ahead and move forward with just a couple of very important questions that we have committed to asking each and every listener on the show every single Monday. So that first question is, have you been joy pampering this weekend and today? You know, I have talked to several people about this concept I have about joy pampering and what it all means. But in essence, you know, joy is something that fills you with not only satisfaction, but it fills you with warmth. It fills you with light. It lets you know that everything is going to be okay. Now, I am a firm believer that all joy comes through God, and He created us. And so, therefore, we have this ability from within us to also create our own joy. So just like we can create our own joy, we ladies can create our own havoc and disappointments in life, and we can create our own stress. And so we have a lot of control over how we manage our lives. We have a lot of control over our happiness, a lot of control over our joy. And so, again, what joy pampering itself is, it's a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. And so how do you do that? Well, there's several ways to do it, and I don't have all of the answers, but what I can tell you is some of the most simple ways is just to sit down and think about things that make you happy and then start taking action by doing some of those things more often, you know. We hear a lot of women say, for example, that, you know, I haven't taken a bubble bath in such a long time. I take quick showers because I have so much on my plate and I have to get up and out of the house, you know. But if you never do the things that you enjoy, that takes away from your joy. It really does. And so simple things like what I just mentioned of taking a bubble bath in the mornings and relaxing and waking up 15 to 20 minutes early so that you can do that, it calms your day. It helps to set the day. Praying and meditation is a form of joy because it really helps you to become one with your soul, and it just helps you to cleanse and to put things into perspective. Listening to your favorite music also brings joy and a smile to your face. Going to your favorite spots, whether it's the park or the beach or wherever you live, and, you know, beautiful scenery, places that make you feel calm, bring emotions of joy, and children bring emotions of joy sometime as well. Now, of course, if you've got three or four little ones running around, then having a quiet home might bring you some joy inside of your home. But the bottom line, ladies, is this. We are responsible for our own joy. We truly are. And when we don't take the time to take care of ourselves, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. And, you know, we have to start learning to love ourselves first. We have to put on the air mask first before we can bless anyone else and before we can help anyone else. So, ladies, again, today I challenge you to joy pamper each and every day by taking that first 15 minutes of your day when you wake up to give back to yourself. Very, very important. It is 12:08 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. We want to thank you so much for listening to the show today. I want to encourage everyone to get your notepads and pens out. Of course, as you know, Successful Woman Radio is kind of a cross between a radio talk show, a teleclass. We just want to provide you with quality information that you can put to use right away. So coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking about the topic, Successful Business Networking Tips. And we're going to have a special guest on the show today, Pamela Adams, who is CEO and founder of the BizLink Center. And in a little while, Pamela is going to join me in discussing this much-needed topic on networking. So stay tuned for that. Also, I want to talk to you guys about the no excuses rule. I had someone that emailed me and asked me a particular question, and that was, you know, I've been practicing the no excuses rule, and yet I still don't seem to be making things happen like I would like to. And she was asking me for some tips on, you know, how to better put that into action. So first of all, what I would like to do, and especially for all of you who are newcomers, again, I want to talk just a little bit about the no excuses rule and what it is. So no excuses simply means that regardless of the challenges, obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, because as you know, and especially because we're women, we have many of them, you must commit to finding a solution and moving forward in your life and in your business. Now, she asked the question, well, I'm committed to having no excuses, but how do I move past that to actually see things being done? So what I want to let you ladies know is this. The no excuses rule is your first stage. It means that this year you don't want to have, you don't want to repeat any of the things that didn't work last year, but this year you commit to not making any excuses as to why certain things aren't getting done in your life and business. So something that accompanies that has to take place is you must first get structured, you must first get organized, and you must figure out a system to properly manage and handle all of the information and activities that's coming in and out of your life every single day. And you must be able to understand and know what's priority for you. And so sometimes when you are committed to making no excuses and you still find yourself, you know, just kind of like stagnant, not really knowing what next steps you should take, I would say the next step after you have made that no excuses commitment to yourself is to really just sit down and have a good old-fashioned brainstorming session with a plain piece of notebook paper and a pen. And what I want you to do is I want you to write down what's, in your opinion, what do you not want happening? Because most of the time, we may not know everything that we want in life, but we might know what we don't want, okay? So I want you to write down what you don't want right now in this point in your life, what you don't want to happen. For example, you know probably that you don't want a checking account with no money in it. You know you don't want that. You know what you don't want. And so it's important to write all of those things down, or as many as you possibly can, okay? Now, you write that down on one side of the piece of paper, draw a line in the middle, and then on the right-hand side, write down what you could do to not have that to happen, okay, which is very, very important. I think for the most part, many women have a tendency to focus on, you know, one or two things that are not priority to them. And then at the end of the year, when they look back on everything to see what they have accomplished, they realize that, you know, what they should have been focusing on, they have not. And so I stand in testament of that and know why it's so important for us not only to make a commitment of no excuses, but to know how to put it into action. So, again, the first step, I think, which is very important, is to go ahead and have that brainstorming session. On a sheet of paper on the left-hand side, write down what you know you don't want in your life for the rest of this year. And then on the right-hand side, start listing some things that you think you can do so those things won't happen again. It's very, very important. The next thing I think is important is you have to really look at your time management. Now, we've had a segment on time management on the show recently, but you have to start looking at your time management habits, because I believe that if, in order for us to see success, in order for us to really declare very strong goals, we have to be structured. And in order to get structured, we have to allow ourselves to be managed by our time. We have to allow ourselves to really be rigid, okay, with focusing on time and how much of it we're using, because once an hour has passed by, we can't gain that hour back. So, again, ladies, I want to encourage you to look at what type of time management system that you're using. And then after time management, I want you to look at how clear are you on understanding how to implement your ideas, your thoughts, your goals, your vision. How clear are you on that? Okay, if you had to sit down and write out how you would implement, you know, your goals, your dreams, all of the things that matter most to you, and you knew that there were tasks and different things that had to get done, are you clear on how to make that happen for yourself? Because that coupled with no excuses is really the solution and the answer to you seeing some incredible things happening for the rest of this year. So we're in June. We're not going to look at what, you know, what we didn't do in the beginning of the year and whether or not we procrastinated. We're not going to be hard on ourselves about that, okay? And I think it's very important because sometimes as women, when we're hard on ourselves and when we can't forgive our own selves for mistakes or procrastinations or things that have been happening, we have a tendency to then really procrastinate and stand still. So we can't be hard on ourselves. Ladies, this is June. We must move forward. And we must pay attention to how we are going to get it done for the rest of this year. So to see the no excuses rule and information about joy pampering, you can simply go to successfulwomanradio.com and click on our success log. And from there, you'll be able to scroll and look at the various topics we have on being successful. But I did want to clarify the no excuses rule and just kind of give you, again, some instructions on what happens if you decide to commit to the no excuses rule. What do you do then? And as I said before, you really have to have that brainstorming session with yourself to look at what hasn't been working and how you're going to be counterproductive to make that happen. And then the next thing is you've got to ask yourself, do you have a good time management system in place? And are you clear? Now, what happens if you're not clear? Then you guys need to be scheduling a power talk with me. That's plain and simple. You need to be scheduling a power talk with me, which is a complimentary session to really go over one or two challenges that you might be having. So, again, to do that, simply go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. Click on Get Coaching in the top right menu bar, and over in the right-hand menu, just click on Power Talk, and you'll be able to get that scheduled, okay? It is 12:15 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to our featured guest, Pamela Adams, as she and I discuss successful business networking tips. Pamela is the founder and CEO of the BizLink Center, and you'll learn a little bit more about that center here in Atlanta. So if you're in that area locally, you'll be able to really take advantage of that. Or if you're considering having a small conference and wanting to do it in the Atlanta area, then you need to know all about Pamela Adams and her center. For now, we're going to give you just a small recap of last week's topic. You know, as we kick the month of June off and we introduce our theme, The Art of Business Networking, we discussed on last Monday misconceptions about business networking. And I thought that it was befitting to do that because a lot of people have so many wrong ideas about business networking. I wanted to kind of set the pace for the rest of this month. So I want a couple cover a couple of those misconceptions. One was you should get business right away during or right after attending a networking event. That means, boom, you go and you get a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars worth of business right then and there. Is that true? Well, while that could possibly happen, it's the wrong attitude to have and the wrong idea about networking. There are many reasons why any businesswoman should want to attend a business networking event, and some of them include she wants to meet new business connections, she wants to meet potential prospects, she wants to share business ideas, information, and resources, and she wants to have some social communication. You know, the real relationship of building business building, it starts after the event itself, and we're going to talk about that as I read the excerpt from Jeffrey Gittimer's book, The Little Black Book of Connections, a little later on. But the answer then is no, you shouldn't expect to get business right away. If you get it, that's great, but that is not going to happen. More times than not, it's just not. The next misconception is you should collect as many business cards as you can during the event. Well, ladies, while business cards and contact information is important, it's not to be misused either. Don't automatically add someone to your email marketing list without their permission. You know, an individual handing you their car is not, and again, I repeat, is not giving you permission to add them to the, your email communications list, and that's very important to remember. So I don't think you should go to a business networking event walking around to collect as many business cards as you possibly can. Now, you know, there are some networking events, for example, called Speed Networking, where they have created an environment where there are rules where you probably can collect more business cards than you normally do. But here's the thing. If you go to a networking event where there's, let's say, if you go to a networking event of 10 people, well, then getting 3 to 5 business cards is great. Okay, if you go to a networking event where 15 to 25 people, then walking away with 10 to 15 business cards is wonderful. Here's the thing. You want to make sure that you're not becoming a robot by shaking the person's hand, giving them your card, them giving you yours, and really never saying anything of substance to one another that can help to start forming that relationship where you can take it to the next level, which is after the meeting, connecting. So you want to be very, very careful about that, okay? I think one of the biggest things that we need to do when we go to a networking event is we need to go with the attitude of giving, okay? And we're, again, I'm not going to talk too much about this because Pam and I will be discussing it in just a minute or so. However, again, if you like to listen to the June 4th broadcast, simply visit successfulwomanradio.com and click on the menu link entitled Show Archives, okay? And from there, you should be able to listen at all of the shows that have been broadcasted thus far this week and this year, okay? I want to let you know quickly about a couple of things coming up at Women About Biz. We've got the Spark and Hustle Conference coming up this Friday. Now, ladies, you know I've been announcing this now for about the last 3 weeks, so now's the time. If you want to attend this conference still at the discount rate, you really want to go ahead and register. So, of course, Women About Biz is proud to announce our host partnership with Women for Hire founder Tori Johnson and the Spark and Hustle Business Conference for Women. So, again, this will be on June 15th here in the Metro Atlanta area at Cobb Galleria Center at 8 a.m. and lasting until 5 p.m. And then afterwards, for those of you who register utilizing Women About Biz as your referral, you'll be given a special invitation to our after party, which will also be held within the same area. So, again, you want to go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then choose teleclasses, and you'll see the announcement in that particular section. We do have a Lunch and Learn event coming up on Wednesday, June 20th at 12 noon. It's called Twitter Power. If you want to learn how to build your Twitter following, your Twitter network, then this is definitely a teleclass that you're going to want to take a part of. During this class, you're going to learn Twitter basics, how to properly microblog, how to use Twitter for business, what are some of the ways others are using Twitter for business, and then, of course, overall, how to build your Twitter network, your Twitter following. So, again, that's going to be on Wednesday, June 20th at 12 noon. And, again, to register for this and all events at Women About Biz, simply visit the site and then hold your mouse over events and then on to teleclasses. Well, it is 12:23 after the hour, and I'm hoping that some of you who are on the show today are wanting to share information about your business and who you are. And, of course, we want to give you that opportunity. All you need to do is just be prepared for 30 seconds or less to say who you are, what city you're in, and the name of your company, and how you can benefit the listeners of Successful Woman Radio. And feel free to give your phone number, your website, and or fan page, okay? So at this time, I'm going to ask, I think we have room for about 3 people. I'm going to ask you to press *1 on your phone keypad now. Now, ladies, this is a great opportunity. And for those of you who don't do it but are listening to others share information, make sure that you take their phone number, their website down so you can, guess what, so you can connect with them after the show, because that's a form of networking as well. So for those of you who would like to introduce your business and share the good news of what you do, please go ahead at this time and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we will be able to unmute you and let you introduce yourself, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and introduce one of our featured guests for today, and I'm really excited that she is here with us, and I'm talking about no other than Pamela Adams. Pamela Adams is a technology strategist, trainer, speaker, author, and the owner of the BizLinks Consulting Group, LLC, an Atlanta-based technology consulting firm. With a career that spans over 20 years in information technology and internet marketing strategies, Pamela is very good at what she does in explaining the technical to the technically challenged on how to make things happen. In keeping with her tagline, linking technology to business growth, Pamela's mission is to help businesses increase their productivity and sales through the effective use of technology. As a serial entrepreneur, in June 2011, she opened the BizLinks Center, a world-class meeting, training, and social workspace that offers business and personal development workshops, networking events and social events, and a co-working community where professionals can work without the overhead of leasing and maintaining an office suite. So that's really an advantage. And if you're in the metro Atlanta area, this is a great opportunity for you. And even if you're not, but you've thought about holding a conference or an event or a training or needing a training facility, then definitely you will want to check out the BizLinks Center. And Pamela will share with you a little bit later on how to make that happen. So at this time, we want to bring Pamela on the show and see if she is on with us. Pamela, if you're listening, and you go ahead and press star 1. Are you there, Pam? Are you there?
Hi, Trina. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Wonderful.
Great.
Welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you for having me on today. I love this topic.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, Pamela, I don't think that we could ever get, you know, enough of business networking because, you know, you and I have talked about this personally before, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's going on in the networking scene and, you know, why is it that women a lot of the times aren't getting it on how to properly network or what have you. So
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you're on the show today to talk about it. Let me just quickly set the pace for it, Pam, with this short intro. Ladies, how effective is your business networking? Do you have a networking system or strategy that you use? Are you clear on what business networking is? Well, these are important questions that we must all ask ourselves as business women. You know, ladies, while there are many other forms of marketing, business networking continues to be a tried and tested strategy in extending your connections and building long-term relationships for the potential of sharing resources, referrals, and generating business. However, what we all have to remember is that it cannot be done in one meeting. After meeting a new connection, the relationship must be then nourished in order for it to take shape. So to help me again discuss this necessary topic today is Pamela Adams. And, Pam, I want to go ahead and just ask you right now, what does business networking mean to you?
Well, for me, business networking is all about relationships. It's
mm-hmm.
about building those relationships. So many people think it's the sales, and they're mm-hmm. missing the biggest key point about building those relationships because, yes, you may make one sale, but that's just one sale and that's it. But when you build mm-hmm. that relationship, it's not just about that one person, but it's about their network and who they know once they get to
mm-hmm.
know and trust you. So for me, business networking is building those solid relationships that are going to be long-term.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I've had a lot of ladies say, you know, Trina, I call people and they don't call me back. Has
mm-hmm.
that ever happened to you before?
Oh, my goodness. How many times? But, you know, you have to keep moving with it. And I'll still, you know, call those people again. They may be on the list for maybe next month, you know, because – we have to realize everyone is so busy. We're busy ourselves. So sometimes it just falls through the cracks. I know my laptop has been acting up for the last couple of weeks. I feel handicapped because I don't have my usual system in front of me. So a lot of things could happen. People get busy. So you want to still keep on trying. Maybe you can call them next week, but maybe you give them a little bit of time and follow up with them again. But, you know, don't get discouraged by it. Keep moving. We have a wealth of contacts out there to be in front of. So, you know, go to that next person and then just put that one on the parking lot.
Absolutely. Now, Pam, you and I have known each other, and when I say this, you'll probably go, wow, has it been that long? But we have known each other for almost 12 years.
Yes.
And I actually looked back on when, you know, you first came to A Women About Busy Business. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's been that long. And so, of course, my daughter Ashley was still in elementary school, and she's now 23
years old.
Right. We have been connecting with each other for a long time, and I was thinking about what is it that has kept us together as both friends and business associates. And I think when you haven't heard from me in a while, I know that you'll call me.
Right.
And when I haven't heard from you in a while, I'll call you or I'll keep you posted on what's going on. But
exactly.
That's really what it's all about, is that relationship, because I'm certainly going to trust you if you call me and tell me I should try something or can I support you with something. I'm definitely going to be there. But if I didn't know you, I would have to think again on that.
Right.
I don't think that I would be as eager, you know, as eager to do it because I hadn't had that relationship with you.
Right.
How do you think networking has changed today? I mean, From the 10 years that the 10 or 12 years we've known each other to now, have you seen a big difference?
You know, in general, networking is about the same. I think what's probably changed with networking, one is there's so many more people out there doing it because more businesses started up because of the economy, of course. And then out of that, I think another difference I've noticed, there are more and more groups cropping up left and right. I kind of just keep saying, don't tell me about another one. Can we all kind of consolidate so that we're not dividing our time and attention? And because there's so many people starting them just to make money. You know, they're starting to figure, have a meeting, charge for it, call it networking, and I can make money off of this. And they're missing the fact about the quality of the meetings. And the other big thing I think that has changed with networking, of course, is a lot of it has gone online. We've got to include and incorporate our online networking along with the face-to-face networking as well.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. How do you network? Can you share with our listeners how you network and what's been effective for you?
Absolutely. Both ways. I network, of course, online because that's big for me for technology and, you know, constantly learning about how to do that more effectively. But then I can't leave out the importance of the face-to-face networking as well. And actually, with the opening of the center, you know, I was indoors a little bit more manning the center, so I'm loving that I have the opportunity now with the team to get out more and build more of that face-to-face network, keep my name out there, keep my face out there. You know, I love going to networking meetings, running into a few of the people that I do know that I can continue to build relationships with, and then networking with new people. And part of the things that I like to do when I do go out there and network is, one, you know, have that plan. I want to meet at least 2 to 3 people. I don't try to have this grandiose number of people I want to meet because you miss the quality side of it when you do that. You know, you're not going to follow up with that many people if you add too many networking meetings to your list. I've really been diligent with not adding too many, but also looking at the value of my time. What do I think is going to be a quality meeting for me to attend? And then plan to meet 1 or 2 people that I can be diligent about following up with. And, you know, and another big thing that I do at networking meetings that I notice that people don't do and I wish more would learn this is don't just sit down. I was at a recent networking meeting. Of course, they had rounds because there was going to be a meal, but people come in and immediately sit down. And so, you know, I make it a point, I put my things down, and I roam around and talk and meet people, not just those people at my table. So making it a point to get up and mix and mingle while that opportunity is there when people are coming in.
Absolutely, and that is definitely a good tip. And, of course, I think a lot of the times a lot of people sit down because they're either shy, don't feel as prepared, or they're nervous because they've never been to that event and can't find anyone with that they're
right.
you know, used to seeing or what have you, and then so they just sit down. But this is something that we are going to have to break ourselves out, because I
right.
see more women doing this than men.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And we need to not do that. So, ladies, you're just going to have to be prepared mm-hmm. not to sit down. Like Pam said, go put your stuff down on the table, but then go ahead and mingle. And you know what? Some people ask me, well, what do? Just shake someone's hand. Just
exactly.
extend your hand out in fellowship and say, hello, you know, my name is Judy, or I'm Trina, I'm Pam. Don't
right.
feel that you have to always be so formal, because
mm-hmm.
that can make people feel a little nervous as well. You're,
exactly.
you're hi, I'm Sharon, I'm CEO of Johnson Publications, and I'm
right.
here to, you know, we don't have to do all of that.
Right, you don't have to do the big pitch. Yeah, and they have to remember that the people are there for the purpose of networking. So even, you know, even though maybe they don't necessarily seem approachable, or they're reading something right then, they're there for that purpose of meeting other people too. So, you know, go ahead and even if you just approach them and say, you know, I love that blouse. Where did you get that shirt? You know, or some people network, they have a signature item, like, you know, a hat or a pin or something
mm-hmm,
like that,
mm-hmm.
so that they can kick off that kind of a conversation. So notice it, and that's kind of your way in to start talking with them.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that online networking for you is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share which one of the social networks might be most effective that you feel for yourself?
You know, for me, for the BizLink Center, of course, Facebook is big for us
mm-hmm.
Because it is creating that network and that community. What I always tell businesses, and I actually spoke at an event last week and shared this, you know, you have to know where are your contacts, where's your target audience, where are your competitors, where are your vendors, to find out which network is going to work best for you and your type business and industry. For
mm-hmm.
us, it's Facebook. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn from the professional side of things, and still on Twitter quite a bit to, you know, get the word out and to retweet, and just a different way to build relationships. I don't use
mm-hmm.
it as much
mm-hmm.
as I used to for my constant contact role, but it's still a great way for me to build relationships. But another side that I'll share with people that they do not want to sleep on that is growing is Pinterest. Pinterest is
mm-hmm.
now the number three number three social site over LinkedIn now.
Wow.
Yeah, so Pinterest is a site that you may want to really look at, see how businesses are using them. Use it on a personal level, of course, too, but see how businesses are starting to use Pinterest to help get the word out about their products and services.
Absolutely, and I'm hearing a lot of people say they like it, just like Twitter with microblogging.
Mm-hmm.
Pinterest is like micro-imaging, because you put up your picture
yes.
and attach a quick description, and then people can share that, and it gets viral.
Exactly, and what a lot of people miss, because I missed it when I first got on Pinterest, which is why I wanted to get on to learn a little bit more about it, is most of the time those photos are linking to the site, to their source. So people are using it necessary maybe to share a photo that goes along with their article or their story. So it's an interesting photo that grabs people, but then it also links them to their blog post or to wherever that article may be.
Mm-hmm. I was just listening. I can't think of his name right now, but he's the creator of the website, ProBlogger.com.
Okay.
And he was saying, while I'm looking that up, I'll quickly explain it. He was saying that, video and images are really the huge things for search engine
yes.
optimization now,
and absolutely.
That people have better understand how to use those in their in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree
exactly,
because Google is quickly indexing. When you look up something, whatever
mm-hmm.
you're looking up, you'll always see where they have automatically for you also indexed and giving you top pictures. That are pertaining to that subject, and videos that are pertaining to that subject as well. So
exactly.
It's quite interesting. You know,
right, because even Twitter understands that, because Twitter's even now incorporated more photos even with their Twitter. So now it's not just about those 140 characters, but you can add a photo to go along with that to enhance
wow.
that Twitter post.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so pay attention to that, ladies, because Pinterest is becoming a hot topic on the social networking scene. And if you're looking, you know, of course, your website has to be all a part of your business networking strategy. So if you're looking to get more attention, you definitely need to to look at Pinterest. I want to just quickly, Pam, go ahead and give credit for that. That was Darren Rose, D-A-R-R-E-N, I'm sorry, Darren Ross, R-O-W-S-E, and he is the creator of Pro Blogger. And, of course, he has created a multi-million dollar blog all through social networking. Quite incredible.
I want to move on
with talking about what do you think that people expect to get? Why do you think that people expect to get business during networking events? What do you think is going on in their heads when they go to these networking events?
You know, I think part of it is they've gotten it mixed up kind of with the old way networking used to be, where it was, you know, smaller groups that are meeting, and they're meeting for the purpose of business. Or you have, you know, where you hear about they go on the golf course and, you know, business happens on the golf course. So they've kind of transported that same concept to networking and figured this is a place for me to be in front of people I can sell my products. And that used to be the case, I think, a little bit more with networking many years ago. But now, you know, in the last 10 years, it really has grown into relationships. You know, that's what's taught all through the social networks. The reason the social networks are really growing is because people are building relationships. They're not just selling. You'll notice on the social networks, when people are just selling, those are the ones that get the least amount of attention. People are looking for that information, that good content, for posting something about someone else. That's the kind of content they're looking for. They're not really looking for that direct sales. LinkedIn, for example, really shuns it because that's not its purpose is for the networking. It's really about building the relationships. So I think a lot of people have missed that from the way networking used to be, but they have to realize that networking has definitely evolved into more about the relationships themselves, the people you know and trust, and getting people to that level of knowing and trusting you.
Absolutely. And I think another thing, I always divide people into categories when they're coming to networking events. And, of course, a lot of times you have individuals who are desperate, you know. Their business isn't bringing in any money. It's not bringing in sales at all. And they are desperate for a sale to the point where, you know, they'll see the networking event being advertised or promoted a few times, and they can, and that continuously gets them excited. And somehow I think they falsely attach that this is the solution to me making some money. This has got to be the solution. If I go to this event and I have my business cards and everything, then this is going to make me money. And when they get disappointed that they didn't get not even one potential client, then in their minds, they're upset. They blame it on the meeting, and they say, I'm never going to a networking event ever again.
Right, exactly.
And you know, that's, you know, ladies, don't get yourself caught in that category, because, again, the best way to take advantage of business networking is to realize that it's about building business relationships. So if you can go throughout the whole year and get 10 to 15 good business relationships to where you know these individuals and you're able to refer to one another, they will last you a lifetime.
Right. And in that, and Trina, I would throw in, you know, make sure it's not one-sided. A lot of times now when I go to networking events, I introduce myself and maybe say something quickly about myself or the BizLink Center, but then I just stop and I listen to them. If they ask me, tell me about you, and I'll, well, no, tell me about you. I really want to hear about you. So, you know, going and removing yourself from it and letting other people talk about themselves and share who they are and actually paying attention to what they're saying. I don't know how many times I've been talking with someone and they're looking left and they're looking right. I will stop mid-sentence. And, you know, a lot of times they don't even realize it, you know. And so being intentional about that.
Exactly. It makes you feel that you're not important or that what you're trying to say is not important enough. And that has happened to me, too. A person's talking to me and at the same time asking me for my card, but they're looking all around as though, well, I'm really looking for the hottest person to talk to, so let me look around and try to picture them while you're taking out your
card. Exactly. You know, and what can help you is paying, making sure that you're paying attention to that person. You know, I have kind of just this little small pen that fits in my purse, and, you know, I'll try to take a note about that person and put it on the back of the business card, or if it's something that I said I'm going to do, yes, I'm going to follow up with this referral for you, then, or you needed a particular lead, then I'm going to write that on their card so that when I do go back to my office, I remember to follow up on that, because so often we'll promise something right there and really have no intention or just forget and don't follow up with that particular lead, but it can go a long way. And that's why we can't attend too many meetings, because you don't give yourself the proper amount of time to truly follow up the way you need to build those relationships. So after meetings now, I try to, you know, at least within, you know, the 2 to 3 days, and I learned this from you, the 2 to 3 days, you know, to follow up with that contact that it was nice meeting you, or, you know, I promised you this bit of information. Or if I can find some type of information to share with them based on our conversation, to reach back out to that person and make sure I do that, or to make sure I connect with them on the social network, just a way to stay in touch with them after the meeting.
And, you know, it's all about giving, and that is the one thing that I've learned. For example, you just shared some really good information about Pinterest, right? What if you wanted to bless other people? You could quickly go on the Internet and pull together some things on a one-page flyer about Pinterest, right? And you can use that as an icebreaker to hand out to people. Or in introducing yourself with your 30-second intro, you could say, and for anybody that's interested in learning more about the new social network Pinterest, I gathered some information here. We'll be happy to give it to you if you, you know, come up to me. That gets people coming to you, you know, and it, gets you giving.
Exactly.
And
I love it.
And it's a win-win exchange. So giving, be willing to go to a networking event and give. I can't stress that enough.
I agree.
Will come back to you. It makes a person want to reconnect with you when you are giving. It helps them to take that gate down. Now, Pam, I want you to specifically also share information about the BizLink Center, because you've got a lot of networking events going on. So could you just share with us what type of things are going on at the BizLink Center, and how you see anyone wanting to start a networking group, what they should consider? Because I think the BizLink Center is the perfect place for a networking event.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, Winning Out Biz hosting their events at the center as well. And part, like you said, part of what we are a meeting and event space. So we have meeting rooms to where people can have one-on-one conversations, a nice junior conference room for a little bit smaller group, to a medium-sized 20-person meeting, to up to 60 people for a meeting or an event. And we, what I love, my favorite events at the center are the ones where we really use the whole space. So we may have something in the larger room that's going to be the main function, the main content, but then we'll use the rest of the space and either have vendor tables or exhibitors. You know, a lot of times there's going to be some type of food that goes along with it. So having fun events like that, we actually have one coming up on Wednesday called A Day in Life of Business. And that's hosted by Visionary People, and we do it every other month, or at least once a quarter, where we have a panel of experts, and we have the studio audience. It's actually streamed live, and so everyone that comes gets to be a part of that studio audience. It's a free event. We have great networking, and what I like, the people that attend those events, they're genuine about networking and meeting other businesses. So it's not one of those where you feel like it's just a sell, sell, sell. Everyone's having a good time meeting each other, meeting the guest panelists that we have as well. So we do events like that, and I like to do fun events as opposed to just the business card passing events. So we have other things like tokens, which are at the center of our electronic business cards. So that's a fun way for people to network, because they have this little token that they get to walk up to someone with and, you know, and say, you know, can we high four? And it's a great icebreaker. But then that way, that person's contact information automatically gets transferred to your token as well, so you can go back. You don't have to worry about trying to grab their business card, grab their contact information. So that's a fun event that we like to do. We have game nights once a month. And pretty much my job is I come in almost every morning with some new idea on how we can help the small businesses grow their business, either through marketing, through networking with some of the fun events we do. We have a studio at the center, so I'm actually finishing our bizlinks.tv website, but they can get to it now through our BizLink Center website. And that's where we're putting on shows, again, to help businesses get the word out. So we have one show that we just started called That's My Biz. And that one, we do a 15 to 20 minute interview with the business, and for our introductory rate of $99, they can then take that video, put it on their website. We give them embed code, give them the link so they can put it on their social network, they can put it on their YouTube, but it's a great way for them to share information about their business without doing a direct sales pitch. They can show that they've been interviewed, and we just have a nice discussion about their business and their products. So it's a good way for them to get the word out. So we try to come up with all sorts of ways to help the small businesses, affordable ways as well, for them to grow their business. And the other thing is we don't want people to sleep on the co-working and the value of co-working. A lot of people don't know what that is, but that's our open workspace area. So people can come in. We have a membership level for it, but there's also just a day rate for people to come in, use the open workspace. It's great if you have a small business or a home-based business. You have to get out the door sometimes. You have to. We get in that comfort zone in our home office. I love my home office, but I know I have to get out the doors. It's an opportunity for me to collaborate with other businesses. I can focus better sometimes when I switch venues. So, you know, really coming in and utilizing the space for the open workspace is so key, too. And that's part of, you know, what I wanted to do is provide businesses a place to come instead of the coffee shops and the bookstores. And, you know, as you know, one of my favorite bookstores on Pleasant Hill is about to close on us now, too. So, we need it more than ever. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, again, so many, we have to have ways to network. And you know, again, and one of the things, Pam, that I like about the BizLink Center is that if you don't have a big budget but you need office space or you need somewhere professional to meet someone, you can find it. And so, again, for those of you who are listening who are in the metro Atlanta area, Pam, go ahead and give your phone number and the website out for the center.
Okay. The phone number is 678-825-5201, and then the website is www.thebizlinkscenter.com, and that's thebizlinkscenter.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, for those of you who would like to connect with Pamela Adams directly, you can call the BizLink Center at 678-825-5201 or visit the Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra, the BizLinkCenter.com. And, you know, you guys will absolutely love it. And for those of you who are Metro, make sure you connect for sure. And Pamela, you're on Twitter as well, right?
Yes.
BizLink Center?
For the Twitter account, it's just BizLink Center, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
And
wonderful.
On Facebook as well. We're the BizLink Center on Facebook and on Pinterest, of course. So we're out there all over the place.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if you had to give our listeners just a couple of rules that you have for yourself and you'd like to share when networking again, what would they be?
Okay. One would be remember the value of your time. Pick networking meetings that are going to truly be beneficial for you to attend. Plan to meet 2 to 3 quality contacts to build that ongoing relationship with. And be sure to follow up with those contacts afterwards, whether it be email, phone, social media, all of those different avenues at different times. And then the biggest one, of course, when you go to the meetings, don't sit down. Make sure that you go around, introduce yourself to some new people.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, Pamela, with that, I want to thank you, as always, for supporting me and being on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we look forward to learning more about the BizLink Center in the future.
Thank you so much for having me, Trina.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
And for those of you that may have just tuned in a little bit late, we just finished talking with Pamela Adams, founder and CEO of the BizLink Center here in the Metro Atlanta area. But Pamela is also, again, a technology strategist, a trainer, speaker, and she does so much to help small business owners get value in their business and learn how to grow their business by connecting them with others and bringing so many resources in front of them. So even if you're not in the metro area, I do encourage you to connect with Pamela. And, again, you can connect with her at her website, the BizLink Center. Again, that's the T-H-E-B-I-Z as in zebra, L-Y-N-K-S. Center, thebizlinkcenter.com. You can also give her a call at 678-825-5201. And you can find her on Facebook as well. If you just go in and put in the search Pamela Adams, you'll see her, the Facebook page for the BizLink Center as well as her. So I, again, want to thank Pamela for being on the show with me today. And what I want to do right now for you, our listener, I want to go right into quickly our book excerpt from Little Black Book of Connections by Jeffrey Gitomer. For those of you who have been listening to our series so far this month on the Art of Business Networking, this is one of the books that I recommended that you have amongst your business library. I'm going to read from his book on Try Smart Working. He says, you're networking, not working? Try smart working. He says, networking is fun. It remains an enigma to me that more salespeople don't use it to replace the cold call. If you network smart, it's the easiest way to make sales contacts or to gain prospects. How to employ the science of networking is more of a challenge. The key is to keep it simple. First, figure out where you need to network to be most effective. And again, Pamela made that suggestion to you as well. And then here are the essential questions to ask yourself, he says, for making networking an effective relationship and sales tool. He said, again, note the answers to these questions, your answers, will determine your success. The first question, he says, you need to ask yourself, and I would say that this is probably before you really get yourself out there networking, do I have a 5-year networking plan? The next question, he says, do I have a list of the organizations where I can benefit the most? Okay, so you need to know these things. The third question, he says, is who are the most important people that I must contact? And then the fourth question, how much time must I commit? You need to know the amount of time you need to commit to networking. And then, do I have my 30-second personal commercial written, recorded, and rehearsed? Now, I want to slow it down just for a few seconds here because I work with a lot of people in doing 30-second infomercials, and I know that another business associate of mine who's been on the show, Betty, with Getting You Organized, also helps in writing 30-second commercials. And she's talked about how important the 30-second infomercial is as well. Listen, the first thing you need to do is just in 30 seconds, start practicing what you would say. And it helps to pre-record so you can hear yourself because you know what a saleswoman sounds like. You know what it sounds like when you're too over the top. So practice it with a recorder, okay? And then also write it down, which is very, very important. And it's okay to take an index card with you so that you'll remember. I have shared with people before that I have a notebook full of 30-second intros that have been extremely effective because I am a firm believer that one 30-second intro does not fit all networking events. And so you have to have different ones, and you have to know how to interchange them for the group that you're in. And then, of course, the last question he says you should ask yourself is, what are my expected results? Okay? So he says, here's some networking realisms that will guide your success. Number one, it's you. To identify your best resource for networking success, just look in the mirror the next chance you get. You need to look at yourself. Are you representing what you're wanting to see? The next is give first, and that's a biggie. To get what you want, you must give of yourself first without measuring others. Dig in is number three. To benefit, you must commit to being involved and then get involved. Become known as a person of performance. Everybody wants to connect with the person who's full of resources, and that's what you want to become. And then number four, be consistent. By attending meetings and events regularly, you will be seen and known as a consistent participant, and people will begin to trust you more. Very important. And then number five, he says, score. People will do business with you once they get to know you and see you perform, and that's very, very important. Ladies, going to networking events and sharing your business card, and then when people call you and not calling them back, that's not a good thing. Need to be ready to respond. You know, this is one of the reasons why you shouldn't go to a networking event just ready to pass out cards and have all those stacks of business cards on your desk, because you're looking as Pam said, you're looking for quality, which is so very, very important. And so don't go looking at how many cards you can collect. Go looking at how many people you felt a warmth from that you collect their cards. They were genuine with you, which is very, very important. And, again, I want to just thank everyone so much for tuning in today and listening to our show as we talk about successful business networking tips. I want to, again, thank our featured guest, Pamela Adams of the BizLink Center, and I certainly know her as Pam. And we have been networking for a very long time, over 10 years, and we're still connecting with each other. So, again, those long-term business relationships matter so much more than just those little one or two sales that you might get. You've got to start focusing on the long term. So very, very important. I want to remind everyone again that the Spark and Hustle Conference is this Friday, and so if you haven't registered, now is the time to take advantage. That discount rate is still going on, so get on womenaboutbiz.com and go ahead and get registered. I look forward to seeing all of you at the after party who is attending the conference. And last but not least, make sure that you tune in to Successful Woman Radio on next Monday, June 18th, where we will continue our discussion of the art of business networking. Take care, everybody, and have a joyful and productive week. And remember, make this a no-excuse week to make it happen in your business. Take care.